到 SBS On Demand 看有中文字幕的电视电影 SBS 中文集锦，详情请登录 sbs.com.au/mentoring。
懂英语，说好英语，可以帮助您改善在澳大利亚的生活。在 SBS 学英语播客的每一集中，我们都会解释澳大利亚的生活和表达方式，您将在这些趣味解读中提高您的英语水平，了解澳大利亚。准备好了吗？
Learning English helps me to talk in a hospital.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care throughout the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi everyone. My name is Josipa. I work at SBS in a team that helps migrants like me find the important informationand services so we can feel at home in Australia. You're improving your English by listening to this podcast, but it's also helpful to learn certain information in your language. That's what we do in our podcast, Australia Explained. Australia Explained has weekly podcasts and articles in over 60 languages. Their topics, well, as the name says, they cover everything you need to know to understand Australia, its laws, government services, your rights, and more. This week, Australia Explained and Learn English are working together on a really important topic: understanding hospital emergency departments in Australia. It's a situation that no one wants to be in, but one that you might find yourself in one day. And on that day, you'll be glad you learn how they work, when to go, and also what to say. I have the producer of Australia Explained here with me today, Maram Ismail. Maram, tell us, what can our listeners find out in your podcast this week?
Absolutely. So basically, we are going to break down what you need to know about emergency departments in Australia, when to go, and what happens when you arrive, and the things that you can do and prepare before getting into the emergency department.
Yeah, because if English is not your first language and you come for the first time in this big building, you don't know where to go, who you can talk to.
Absolutely.
It can be so confusing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do speak about that in the episode and the services available specifically for parents who would like to use their own language when attending the emergency department at a hospital.
I think it's also important to understand completely that information and to get it in your own language.
Absolutely. And understanding what to expect when you attend those services can make a significant difference.
Later in the episode, we'll hear a preview of Maram's podcast, which will be available in many different languages on the Australia Explained website. But if for any reason you unfortunately find yourself needing to go to the emergency department, you are going to want to know how to communicate in English. So I asked Alan and Claire to prepare a dialogue for us. This is not a real situation. It's made up to help us learn useful phrases in case we ever need to go to visit the emergency department. So let's imagine. The emergency department is a busy place. We are in the waiting room. It has small chairs, toys, and a TV playing cartoons. Nurses in uniforms move quickly between rooms. At the reception, Alan is waiting, holding his son in his arms. His son's eyes are red from crying. Claire, the receptionist, is there to help him.
Can you tell me what happened?
My son was in an accident. He hit his head badly and severely injured his arm. It won't stop bleeding. Can he see someone right away?
Okay, a triage nurse will assess him immediately.
I'm really worried. Can he be seen immediately?
Don't worry. We'll get him assessed immediately.
Can you tell me what'll happen then? Will he need any scans?
Well, the doctor will decide if they're needed after the initial assessment.
Okay. How long will we have to wait?
Alan is clearly worried, and he wants answers fast. His English is great, of course, but in the heat of the moment, he's panicking, which is understandable when your child is hurt. By the way, in the heat of the moment means acting or speaking without thinking carefully, often because of strong emotions like anger, excitement, or stress. Now, let's look at the phrases from our dialogue. After Claire asked Alan to explain what had happened, he said,
"My son was in an accident. He hit his head badly and severely injured his arm. It won't stop bleeding. Can he see someone right away?"
Let's look at each phrase separately.
"My son was in an accident."
If somebody was in an accident, something unexpected happened to them that could hurt them, like a car crash, a fall, or something similar. We usually say in an accident or had an accident, but we never say did an accident or on an accident. That's a mistake I used to make, so don't be like me. Remember, if you need to talk about an accident, use in or had. Let's continue.
"He hit his head badly and severely injured his arm."
Alan said that his son injured his arm. If you are injured, you're hurt. You can get injured in different ways, like falling or bumping into something. So if you are not sure how to describe what happened, you can simply say, "I got injured." It's a general way to talk about any harm to the body. Have you noticed the words Alan uses to describe that situation is very serious? He said that his son hit his head badly and severely injured his arm. Badly, severely are the types of words you can use when you want to describe how serious or intense something is. Other words like these are seriously, critically, extremely, and really. These words help show that something is very bad or very strong.
"It won't stop bleeding."
Alan's son's arm won't stop bleeding, which means blood is still coming out and not slowing down.
"Can he see someone right away?"
Right away means now. You can also say,
"I need urgent medical attention."
Or,
"We need a doctor immediately."
All these phrases are ways to say that you need help as soon as possible. In an emergency, using words like urgent, immediately, or right away helps medical staff understand that the situation is serious. Claire then said,
"A triage nurse will assess him immediately."
A triage nurse is the first nurse you see when you arrive at the hospital. They triage everyone, which means that they assess them and decide who needs help first based on how serious their condition is. Condition is how someone is feeling or how their health is. So when the triage nurse checks Alan's son, they're deciding how serious he is injured to see how quickly he needs help. Alan then said,
"I'm really worried."
If you are worried and want to know what is going to happen next, you could say,
"Can you tell me what'll happen then?
Can you tell me what's going to happen next?"
Or you might ask the doctor or nurse,
"Is everything going to be okay?"
These phrases are useful when you are asking for confirmation or clarity, especially in stressful situations. Let's go back to the dialogue. Claire said,
"We'll get him assessed immediately."
To assess something means to check something carefully and make a decision. In this case, it means that the triage nurse will quickly check how serious the situation is in order to understand what needs to be done next. Do you remember what Alan asked next? He said,
"Will he need any scans?"
There are different kinds of scans that help doctors to look inside the body. For example, an X-ray is a type of scan that is commonly used to check for broken bones or injuries in areas like chest, arms, or legs. Claire replied,
"The doctor will decide if they're needed after the initial assessment."
An assessment is the process of checking something. So when the nurse assesses his condition, they will come to an assessment, that is, a decision about what needs to happen next. The first assessment is called an initial assessment. After this, the doctor will decide if more tests like X-rays or other scans are necessary. At the end, Alan asked,
"How long will we have to wait?"
If you have ever been to a hospital, you know that you have to wait. Here are a few more examples of how you can ask about the waiting time.
How long do we have to wait?
Can you tell me roughly when we'll be seen?
How many patients are ahead of us?
How long does the triage process usually take?
Now, all of us here speak English as a second, third, or even fourth language. And that's something that makes us amazing. So it's totally normal that sometimes we don't always understand absolutely everything. Especially when we are stressed or when someone is explaining something complicated. And people don't always say things clearly when they're in a hurry, do they? So, if you're in a hospital and you don't understand everything that's being said, you can ask for clarification. Here is how.
"Sorry, I didn't understand. Could you slow down a little?"
"Can you say that a little more slowly, please?"
"Can you explain that again in simpler language?"
"Can you say that again? I didn't quite catch what you said."
"Can you write that down for me?"
Now, while all the phrases are still fresh in our minds, let's hear the dialogue again. And then we'll hear a little snippet of the Australia Explained podcast.
"Can you tell me what happened?"
My son was in an accident. He hit his head badly and severely injured his arm. It won't stop bleeding. Can he see someone right away?"
"Okay, a triage nurse will assess him immediately."
I'm really worried. Can he be seen immediately?"
"Don't worry, we'll get him assessed immediately."
"Can you tell me what'll happen then? Will he need any scans?"
"Well, the doctor will decide if they're needed after the initial assessment."
"Okay, how long will we have to wait?"
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
You should know what we think's wrong with your child, what the diagnosis is. We should tell you what you should expect to happen at home. We should tell you what things should make you concerned and need to seek medical help.
A trip to the emergency department with a sick or injured child can be overwhelming, but knowing what to expect can make all the difference. I'm your host, Maram Smail. When should parents take their child to the emergency department? And when is it better to see a general practitioner or urgent or priority care clinics?
Last August, my daughter was really unwell. So she had really high fevers and they were going on for probably about 4 days at this stage. And we'd been to the doctor and she was on antibiotics, but she just wasn't getting better. So she had really high fevers. She wasn't drinking. Like, I looked at her chest and she was working really hard. Her ribs were sucking in. I could see she was struggling. And that's when I knew, to go into emergency.
Madam, thank you for letting us hear a part of your podcast. Where can we hear the whole episode?
So if you go to our website, sbs.com.au/Australia Explained, you can find all the episodes that we have been producing in English. And also if you scroll down, you'll find other languages as well. So there you can listen to the audio and you can also click on the episode that you're interested in and read the article that's attached to it. If you prefer to listen to the audio only on third-party platforms, then like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, then you can absolutely search Australia Explained on your favorite wherever you get your podcast. Exactly.
Maram, at the end of each episode, we practice what we've learned. Will you join us?
Absolutely.
What does it mean to let somebody down?
To let somebody down means to disappoint them or fail to meet their expectations.
If you are acting or speaking in the heat of the moment, you are
in the heat of the moment means acting or speaking without thinking carefully.
Let's now practice speaking after Alan and Claire.
My son was in an accident.
I need urgent medical attention.
Can you tell me roughly when we'll be seen?
Can you explain that again in simpler terms?
For more speaking practice, press play on our bonus episode. And make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, where we have more learning resources. You don't know how to find us? Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. And although I hope you'll never need to visit an emergency department, thank you for learning English with me today.
喜欢、分享、评论，欢迎您在 Facebook 上关注 SBS 普通话页面。